Unit 3, page 33, listening. Exercise 8.
I'm going to use it to make my next movie, I hope.
Next movie? So, you're planning to do another one?
Sure. And maybe one day I'll be a movie director full-time. I'd like to work on animated movies.
Really? You're an artist as well?
Kind of. I love drawing and I like writing, too.
Great. Tell me, how do you go about making a Lego movie? I'm sure it's far more difficult than it looks.
It's not difficult, but it takes a lot more time than most people think it does. First, though, before you start, you should watch some Lego movies. They'll give you some ideas. And then, of course, you need some Legos.
Okay. So what did you do first?
Well, first I built the set. There was a Lego castle and a lake and two Lego mountains. I built everything with Legos. Then, of course, you need to get yourself a camera. Or you need to find a friend with a camera.
So which did you do? Get yourself a camera or find a friend with a camera?
A friend with a camera. Her name's Lily, and she helped me make the movie. She took the photos, and I moved the characters.
And what about lighting?
That was easy. We used two desk lamps.
Then I suppose you also needed a good story.
Yeah, I already had the script. Lily read it, and she had some ideas too. And together, we made the script a little better. We had to make it much shorter, too.
And then? Were you ready to make the movie?
No. We practiced moving the characters first, and we had some fun doing that.
So what came next?
We took a lot of photos.
How many?
Let's see. For every second of the movie, there were more than 10 photos. Actually, there were 18 photos per second. 18 photos look a lot better than 10 photos. It looks a lot more professional.
So how many photos did you take?
The movie is 20 seconds long, and we took 360 photos.
Wow. So, just one more question. When can we see your next movie?
Well, I only have a script. Oh, and it's not a Lego movie.
Oh, right. So, what is the new movie about?